Yeah, instead of going through one learning curve, you go through a couple. So, yeah, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I've been doing a few functional parts and stuff like that, and it takes a little time. It's not as quick as pulling something down and doing it. I'm looking at doing a functional part case for a multimeter, so I'm looking at doing that. So that'll take a little time coming up with that. I used to just resize things, too, and make them work that way, but I'm probably going to end up drawing something up. KCAVOA.
KC8YVF. Yeah, I know Saturday at breakfast we were sitting there and Tom was there, and he says, can I ask you to do something for me? I said, yeah, what? And he says, can you print some files for me? He says, I'm doing an upgrade to his Ender 3. And he said, they said, I got the electronic parts and things to do the upgrade, but nowhere in the instructions did they say I also had 3D printed parts that I, you know, parts that I needed to print. So he says, I had already tore the printer apart, so it's in pieces. And then they say, okay, you know, use these parts that you printed. And it's kind of like, my printer's in pieces. I can't print the parts. So Saturday when we got home from breakfast, I stuck it on my second printer, and I said, well, what's it need to be printed with? You know, just PLA or PETG or ABS or whatever? He said, well, I think just PETG, they didn't specify, so or PLA. So I said, well, I got some PLA Plus at home. So that's what I printed it with, and so it's stronger than PLA, so it's kind of a, this new PLA Plus stuff is kind of a cross between PETG and ABS, so takes more impact, kind of flexible like PETG, a little higher temperature range. So I said, well, that probably, I don't know what these parts are for, but I said that would probably be a good match for it.